Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, March 17, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive following higher levels in Asia. US dollar is weaker across the board. Treasury yields are up across tenors. A rebound in market risk sentiment is supporting prices of crude oil, base metals, and cryptos. The banking sector turmoil remains the market focus and the big driver of market volatility. First Republic Bank is under pressure during after hours, reversing earlier gains that followed the news of big US financials reaching agreement to deposit $30 billion in the bank. In the meantime, the US government is still trying to find a buyer for Silicon Valley Bank as the bank's use of the Fed's discount window eclipsed the financial crisis all-time high in 2008. In Europe, Credit Suisse has seen a spike in its default swaps to distress the levels after the bank tapped the Swiss National Bank for liquidity but opposed a forced combination with the UBS. On the macro front, the banking turmoil has driven a pickup in hard landing concerns. However, there's also the interpretation that the increase in recession odds and tighter financial conditions will remove some pressure on the Fed. Consensus appears to have settled on a final 25 basis point Fed rate hike next week, with the possibility of rate cuts beginning this summer. On the data front, Sweden's February unemployment rate was higher than consensus. Japan's wage growth forecasts were revised up, and the BOJ policy projections saw further consolidation towards a pivot this year. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the February capacity utilization and industrial production, followed by the February leading indicators and the March preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Amgen is planning to cut 450 jobs to realign the company's expense base in the face of intensifying pressure on drug prices and high levels of inflation, according to Reuters. Okta has no current plans for more layoffs as the company has benefited from its focus on efficiency, according to the company's CEO in an interview with Bloomberg. The Australian Financial Crimes Regulator has accepted an enforceable undertaking from PayPal to ensure its compliance with Australia's anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism laws. Asian markets advanced on Friday. Greater China benchmarks outperformed, major banks rebounded in Japan, and Taiwan was lifted by semiconductor stocks. Australia also closed with milder gains. In other developments, Japan and South Korea announced restoration in bilateral ties on several fronts. This has been viewed generally as a breakthrough, marked by the first visit to Japan by a South Korea leader since 2011. Following the broad strength in Asia, European equity markets are trading higher. Markets are still digesting yesterday's European Central Bank decision to hike by 50 basis points. The sell side still anticipates at least two further rate increases with inflation still at a high level. In other news, French President Macron's pension reform are in the headlines after he forced through plans without a vote. The UK government is making a pay offer to health workers to end the industrial action after a month of strikes. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, March 17, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.